alarm clock there with that timeout? Were you like a human alarm clock with that timeout about 90 seconds into the game?
See, I thought it was like a TV game. It just seemed to be really long. So I was asking, how long was that timeout? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, did you feel like you had to kind of wake the guys up there?
Oh, he's up with the team. I thought you meant the referee when I asked.
No.
Never mind. Start over. Because that happened.
One of the timeouts,
seemed like it went forever. And I said, this is a TV game? It's not a TV game. So I asked him, you know, how long the timeout is. He said, yeah, it is. I don't know what the timeout is. Anyway, you're asking about
90 seconds in, you call the timeout.
Yes, I did that.
Yes.
Kind of guilty.
Waking the boys up?
Well, Mike's heard the answer to that question before. When that happens, I just, as nicely as I can, just ask them if they didn't mind, if it wasn't too pushy on my part, if they could pick up the aggressiveness, that would be wonderful.
Mike's heard the answer to, you know, is that fire?
I insert a few words here and there that of the adjectival form that make it hit home a little bit closer. And then sometimes they listen to me, sometimes they say, just go away.
Was there anything that you've seen in the team the last week maybe that gave you some signs that maybe a defensive effort like this was coming?
No. We, you know, we're working on it. We know we have to get better at it. They know we have to get better at it as a group. We're trying to do that, and today was a good performance defensively. So that's something to enjoy, but we still have a ways to go. You know, right now there are about 10 or 15 teams doing a better job defensively than we are, so we've still got to pay attention to it.
Is it getting more difficult to pick out things to criticize about this team, though?
No, coaches are sick people. You know, when you have a film to look at for 48 minutes and you know it's a game of mistakes, whether you win or lose, there were many mistakes made. They'll never all be corrected, but that's why we have a job. You know, we try to perfect things, and we'll never get there, but the effort is what it's all about, because maybe it'll get you halfway close, get you a few more wins.
Did you just want to remind Tim what the fourth quarter was like? You put him back in there for that little taste?
He put himself in. He ignored me. I told him to sit, and he said, the hell with you, I'm playing. And he put himself in. He's been hard to coach for a long time. Nobody knows him. So it's finally starting to slip out bit by bit.
George did a lot in the first half, it seemed like, to kind of get this game going the way you wanted.
George is, you know, he's understanding the message from the beginning of the year that he's a heck of a player, and he needs to be aggressive all the time, not defer to anybody, and think about being a scorer. And he's doing that more and more. So, you know, we've got unselfish players, so when they're thinking about being aggressive and they're in attack mode, if there's nothing there for them, they're going to be willing to hit the open man, and you know, that's a good combination. We're just real pleased with the win because Portland's a tough cover for us. We've always had trouble against them, and we caught a break. I think they were a little tired today. It was their third game in four nights, and it was a quick third game in four nights with a 2:30 game, so we were able to take advantage of that a little bit.
There were a lot of things defensively you were pleased with, but as far as stopping people, Brandon Roy didn't get a lot tonight. Jefferson seemed to be on him a lot tonight. What were the things that he did?
Well, I think two things. Richard did a good job on him, and Brandon didn't have a great night. And sometimes that happens. Okay. Have a good evening.
All right. See you.